right, we're going to call this meeting to order at 9:09.
It's a little jerky going over.
And let's see, first thing, can we have a roll call?
Solar.
Here.
Sexton.
Here.
Cagle.
Here.
Carter.
Here.
Baba.
Here.
Hugh. Thor.
Okay, next we need the approval of the agenda.
I'll move, Solar.
Second.
Cagle.
And we'll need a vote on that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Actually, anybody opposed? Motion carries. Need to approve the minutes from the May 9th meeting. I need a motion for that, unless you need a minute to go over those.
I'll move, Solar.
Second, Cagle.
All right. Vote for anybody, all in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And public input, are we going to have any?
Nope.
Don't think so, so we'll go on from that. Presentations from outside entities, nothing there? All right, any communications from the committee members? None there either. All right, we're going on. New business, county township motor fuel tax claims for June and July. And I need a motion to accept those.
You need to be up on the agenda. You're on that.
Oh.
I don't know what, those are the minutes.
Go back to the yellow.
Oh, duh. I'm on the wrong page. Sorry, guys.
There you go.
Okay.
I'll move the August claims.
Yep, August claims. There we go.
Second.
All right. All those in favor accepting that? Say aye. All, any opposed? Okay, Compromise Township. Are you gonna
yep,
take over this?
I'll take her over. How's that sound? Compromise Township bid tab results, as you remember, we asked for your authority to award this if it was in the within the realm of award. And good thing we did, because on this particular project there, you'll see we got multiple bidders, which is, when we usually get three, maybe four. This time we got six. And we put in the special provisions that they could either start it this fall and they have to be done by December 1st, or they could wait until next spring, because we didn't know what the availability of the contractors was going to be. And Toby's Construction there out of Hersher came in and gave us a wonderful bid. See there, they were about 24% under the engineer's estimate, because they want to do it this fall because they have some room in their schedule that they needed to fill up. So we were able to award that to them, got the contract signed by the contractor in the county, and now they're down at IDOT, hopefully be back very soon, and then they can get that project rolling. So by kind of expediting that award, I think we're going to be able to get that project done this year instead of having to wait till next year, which is good, because I think we're going to have lots of projects next year in that same time frame. So there's no approval or anything for that, but we always tell you that we'll bring the bid tabs back to you after we're given the authority to award the contract. So that one turned out really well in our favor. Anybody have any questions about that? Yes, sir.
I do. It says seven bidders at the top, and I see the seven sets of columns, but I see that the one says approved engineer's estimate.
Yeah.
If you could just clear that up for me.
There should only be six bidders.
Okay.
I guess we could be the seventh, but
I have a choice on that. I have four way there. Choose a 1-3 or a 5-7.
Ah. Oh, I got it.
Sure. Or 7 or something. I don't have a choice.
So it's a rain that says about.
Yeah,
okay.
It just automatically fills.
Populates.
Okay, thank you.
What was different about this one that got us more bidders?
It was a cast-in-place concrete culvert, which is unique for us. Usually we're redecking a bridge or building a bridge. So these companies like A&R Services, Deuce Construction, maybe even Toby's Construction are not typical bridge builders. They like to do poured concrete work. So this was unique in that aspect. And I would assume that's why we got you know. A&R was a pretty good bid too. And we always read them in alphabetical order, so when I read A&R, so I was like, all right, we got one under the engineer's estimate, that's good. And then the typical bridge builders of, you know, Big O and Stark and William Charles were, I guess Stark was right on the money, but the rest of them were pretty high. So it tells you that they basically didn't need the work right now, but Toby's, we asked them as soon as the bid concluded if they were wanting to do it this year, and they said absolutely. We want to get that going and get it done. So I assume they're going to hit it pretty hard with pretty good workforce and get that. We told them they had to be done by December 1st, so that doesn't give them, what, by the time they get contracts and everything, probably about 2.5 months.
Yeah, that's a that's a fast moving one.
Mm-hmm. But it is just pouring concrete. They don't have to wait for materials except for the rebar, really. You know, we do bridge projects, we have to wait for the beams to be built. Sometimes that takes 2-3 months for the contractor to even get the beams built by a local subcontractor. So this, you can expedite this one because of the materials that they really don't need. I think getting rebar is pretty quick, so they should be getting out there as soon as we get the contracts back from IDOT, which hopefully will be real soon. Although they're in the mail, so I don't know about that.
They'll be here tomorrow or next month.
Yeah.
They did receive them on Tuesday.
All right.
They all announced same time.
Yeah. So maybe Champagne to Paris is quicker than Champagne to Rantoul.
Quite possible.
Kind of sounds that way. All right. The next item is a resolution appropriating $750,000 for a replacement of bridge on County Road 23. You've got a map there that shows you where it's at. It's north of Dewey up there, almost up to the county line. This is a bridge that was built 1938, I think, and it was redecked in the 90s. And so it's seen a good life. It's time for it to be totally replaced. We can't just do a deck replacement on this one. It's the whole shebang. So
well, that's going to disrupt the flow for a while.
Yeah, it will.
That's the Dewey Elliott, and there's a lot of people that drive that.
Yes, there are. There definitely are. Whenever we do a county road bridge, it definitely disrupts traffic. It pushes it onto the township roads, and then the township guys aren't happy. We try to work with them best we can. If there's anything that happens to their road while we're doing the bridge project, we always help them out. If their shoulders get pushed out, we'll go out and help them reestablish their shoulders or whatever needs to be done, because the traffic will just naturally go around, you know, the section basically around a bridge like that.
Yeah.
Because they ignore all the signs until they get to the bridge. And then they go, what? It's closed? We got one up at Ludlow north of the pork plant right now. And it's right off 136, and we got, you know, staggered barricades, and we got signs that say road closed, and we got other barricades, and people just keep going until they get to the bridge. And then there's a driveway there, and they turn around in somebody's driveway, and they're not happy because, you know, we got semi trucks that are doing this. Like, I can't get through? No, the signs told you a long time ago that the bridge was closed. But anyway, that's the nature of the beast, I guess, with the general public and construction. But this project, probably, I told him it's unlikely we'll do it next year, but I told the consultant that I would like to have the plans ready so we could have like a fall letting next year or winter letting next year so that it's ready to rock and roll in the spring so we can get this done before harvest comes in, because there is a lot of grain and so forth that goes up and down that road. With Elliot's got an elevator, Dewey's got an elevator. So we want to try to get that done before this time of year, which always sounds good. And the contractors always have the best intent. But I think on this one, since it's going to be steel beams with a deck poured on top of it, we don't have to wait for precast beams to be constructed by an outside entity. So they should actually be able to control the timeline as a contractor on this one. So I would ask for your approval of that.
I move to approve this.
So moved.
Oh, whichever one you got. I'll second it then. All right, we'll need a vote as to everybody. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, so that.
All right, one more time here. Resolution for improvement of the Ono Highway Code for County Highway 6. You can see this resolution is different than our typical resolution because whenever we use motor fuel tax money to do a project, IDOT pretty much tells us we have to use their form. So we have to fill out their form and then scan it and then use the PDF editor to put in Jennifer and Steve's name there so that they can be co-signers on this as well. But this is a similar project to what we're showing up here. Where we're going to be doing a cold in place recycling, going to bring the shoulders in and recycle those as well and end up with paved shoulders on the roadway, probably 3 foot paved shoulders on the roadway when it's all said and done. So we'll have whatever the lane width is now, 11 or 12 feet and 3 foot shoulders when it's all said and done. We hope to do this next year if we have the availability to get it done. There is some culvert work that has to be done on the project prior to the road being done because the culverts are very narrow, and for us to do the shoulder work, there's not enough room out there. So Ryan and Jenny are working on plans to do something early in the year next year to get a contractor out there to put concrete extensions on all these culverts because they're all box culverts out there. We can't just simply extend a round culvert or something simple like that. They're all box culverts out there, so we'll have to do that prior to doing this. So we'll probably be coming back with a resolution appropriating money for that from the bridge fund once we get a real handle on what that's going to cost. But $5 million is the guesstimate at this time. Hopefully we can do it for that. You'll see it's from Monticello Road up to Seymour and through Seymour onto Route 10. So we'll do a little bit of a mill and overlay in the village of Seymour. There's probably some sidewalks that we'll have to deal with there too because we have to redo the ramps and make them ADA accessible whenever we touch a roadway that has a sidewalk running across it. So be a little bit of work there as well. But we would hope to do this project next year if all works out well. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution as well.
I'll move so.
Second, Carter.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it.
All right. Just a quick note, next month, I believe we're going to need to have a meeting because RPC needs to do their C-cards thing for their DOAP money. I'm going to be gone, so Jenny and Ryan will be here. Michelle will be here. We'll get the meeting done, but I won't be here for the October meeting. I'm going on a wonderful trip with my daughter and her husband and my wife to Greece.
Ooh, so nice.
It's kind of become a thing. My daughter loves to go to Greece. This is her fourth time there. We go to the island of Santorini and hang out on the beaches and go to the wineries and have a good time for a week. And her schedule dictates when we can go because she's a resident doctor and they only give them so much time off. And when she has time off, that's when we have to go. And it just happens to fall at the time of the Highway Committee meeting next month. So
we'll enjoy.
We'll try to get you an agenda that's printed that maybe you can see before that meeting. I don't know. I don't think there's any big holidays in there. So
holiday.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll have you hooked up from over there.
Well, last time I went over there, the first day we got there, I stepped out of the car, dropped my phone, and stepped on it.
Oh, no.
So accident. I had no service. It was actually kind of refreshing that I couldn't be contacted for a week.
So. Sure, that was an accident?
So I was just like, most times that I would like sure to step on mine.
A specific series of events there.
I know.
Yeah, roll the window down. I don't know what happened.
Okay, so
shattered everywhere.
I'm assuming that's the presiding officer's report.
I don't know. You could be the presiding officer's report. How's that?
I don't
that was anything. Just other business.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything. So designation of items to be placed on the consent agenda, I believe, is 7C and 7D.
Correct.
And I guess we are ready to adjourn. I need a motion.
You just get to adjourn.
All right, then. We're adjourned at 9:24.
All right. Not quite as fast as the chair, but no.
Yeah, well, Lauren's a little more organized than I am.
So this is that bridge up in Ludlow that we're taking the deck off of right now, where the people keep driving around the barricade.